From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Belt Theater of the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Now, as Carl said, this week we are in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. And as anyone will tell you, this is the capital of the New South. This is not about plantations, antebellum mansions. This is about high finance. This is about NASCAR. In fact, I went down to the Museum of the New South in Charlotte. There is one. And I discovered something interesting. North Carolina did not exist until 1973. True. Before then, this area was all far eastern Mississippi. We'll be talking more about NASCAR later with one of the founders of the sport. But first, it's time for our competition. Call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first caller. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deanna Feeney. I live in Houston, Texas.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fabulous. Having a good time here in Charlotte. What do you do there in Houston?
I work for Rice University. I work for the business school, the Jones Graduate School of Business, as the director of career planning.
Wow. So that's where you hatch all those oil tycoons.
That's correct, yes.
Do you grow those people in incubators?
Yes, we do.
That's exciting, because we need a steady supply.
All right.
Well, welcome to our show, Deanna. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian who will be appearing at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on August 19th, Paula Papp.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Deanna.
Also, say hello to a man who both is and suffers from a TV personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Deanna. How are you?
And lastly, say hello to a deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hello.
Hi, Deanna.
Deanna, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's Voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, then. Now, all of your quotes this week have a single theme. Which is...
They're G8.
It's safe to say that this past week's G8 summit provided more pure entertainment than all the previous summits combined, including that great one where all the world leaders had to put on the crazy Indonesian shirts. You remember that one?
Yes.
Anyway, this was better. So all of your quotes are about or from the summit. Here is your first G8 quote.
The irony is that what they need to do is to get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this,
bleep,
and it's over.
That was somebody giving his simple prescription in front of an open mic at the G8 summit, who used a naughty word in his approach to the Mideast crisis.
President George Bush.
Yes, indeed. Sitting in front of a mic he did not realize was live, President Bush turned to Tony Blair, and the world learned how the president really treats his pets. First, he hailed the leader of the oldest democracy in the Western world by saying, "Yo, Blair." True. Second, we discovered that our president talks with his mouth full. Thirdly, he really didn't listen to what Blair says. And lastly, and judging by the reaction in the world press, most importantly, the president has a potty mouth.
Wow. So the NSA wiretapping program is really working well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, and we say this with some pride, the only broadcast network, as opposed to cable, but the only broadcast network to air the president's remark uncensored was NPR.
All right. Yes. National potty mouth radio.
Exactly.
That scene, when I first turned on the TV and looked at Bush and Blair over him, it looked like a scene from that 80s sitcom, Mr. Belvedere. I just looked, with the British butler kind of patiently sort of biding his time with the boorish Americans.
But what's interesting is because NPR, knowing that our listeners can handle that stuff, broadcast the word uncensored. It means that NPR is now vulnerable to be fined by the Bush administration up to $350,000 because of the obscenity rule.
Per station.
Yeah, per station. It might have been a clever trap laid by the president to finally bring us down. All right, very good, Deanna. Here is your next quote.
We certainly would not want to have the same kind of democracy that they had in Iraq, quite honestly.
That was someone reacting to a suggestion from President Bush that he try to model his country after the democratic paradise that is today's Iraq. Who said, no thanks.
One of the G8 members?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin?
Yes, Vladimir Putin. Very good.
Wow.
Things got off to a rocky start when President Bush arrived in St. Petersburg. First, he had packed for Florida. So they got that sorted out. And then he does a joint appearance with President Putin of Russia, the host of the summit. And during that appearance, he suggested that maybe Putin should try to model Russia's democracy on Iraq, which has, according to President Bush, quote, a free press and freedom of religion. And right there, right in Bush's face, Putin lays on the smackdown you heard Carl recreate. There were unconfirmed reports that Tony Blair shed angry tears.
Remember when those two were such a cute couple?
Yeah.
Putin and Bush.
Yeah, Putin kissing Bush on the stomach. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
I'll never forget those days.
Bush looking into Putin's soul. And,
yeah.
Yeah, he found his sock. I wonder where I left that. There it is in Putin's soul.
It was hard to leave the weekend bacchanal that was the G8. We have to, though. Here is your last G8 quote, Dana.
All right.
There are those who say the president should be more Clinton-esque. Maybe he misunderstood what they meant.
That was Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. One of the many commentators this week were chattering about something surprising that President Bush did to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. What did he do to her?
Okay. How can I put this politely? He gave her a back rub?
Yes, he did. Oh, is that what the kids are calling it these days? At the start of yet another meeting, President Bush walks behind Merkel, who's sitting in her chair, and in full view of the camera, he sort of gives her a quick two-handed rub on the back of the neck. Now, that much we know. What is in dispute, though, was the meaning of Merkel's reaction. Her eyebrows go up, her eyes widen, her arms sort of shoot up in the air.
And she said, nine means nine. Take back the Nacht.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's some dispute. Was she upset? Was she horrified? Was she happy? Some commentators have suggested she was happy to receive this bit of personal diplomacy.
Well, it's better than when Chirac headbutted her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't making her happy face.
No. All I know is we did notice Tony Blair looking on with what seemed like jealousy. I just... Carl, how did Deanna do in our quiz?
Well, Deanna followed the G8 meeting, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Deanna, you win our prize.
Yay, thank you, Carl.
Next week, and most every week, we will be back at our home base at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago for tickets and more information about joining us there or the next time we're on the road. Go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our own website, waitwait.npr.org.